So our goal in writing the book is to share stories of like what we want to share and to inspire other kids to do the same, because it only takes a computer and just writing on Google Slides and you can make your own book.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, maybe the knobs or the buttons. You can preset it, and if you can, 102.9 is the number, so it's always ready for you. Here today in our glorious studio with a couple of young authors, and we're going to introduce them to you, so... T.J. Bowser, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm about to have a conversation with two young authors, and this is going to be fun. So, yeah, things are good. And Christopher Charles, welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So, T.J., tell me a little bit about yourself. You're here in Franklin. What school do you go to?
I go to Franklin Middle School with Chris. I have... my family, my dad is in the U.S. Marine Corps. He served for 24 years.
Okay.
And my brother is also in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Ah.
And my other brother is in the U.S. Air Force.
Ah. So certainly a military family.
Yes.
Good.
I also go to Franklin Middle School. I like to sing and dance and act. And I go to the Franklin School of the Performing Arts here in Franklin.
FSPA, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my older brother, and he's in a group called Electric Youth.
I think I've seen him perform once or twice, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to middle school, do you have, call your writers, and you're performing. Do you have any other activities you do?
I do soccer.
Soccer?
It's like this year's going to be my last season.
Okay. Yeah.
We're both on the same soccer team.
Okay.
My mom and Chris's dad coach our soccer team.
Ah, right.
And I love to run.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. Runners, yes.
Chris likes sprints, and I like more of cross country.
Ah, yes. Good. So, you wrote a book, the two of you. How did that come about?
So, we were in, I think, fifth grade.
No. It was definitely there.
In, like, third grade.
Third grade.
Yes, and we just started talking about this cool idea that we could just write about. And we put us as the center of the story. And we just wrote it on Google Slides.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So, starting then. And then you continue to work on the story?
Yeah.
Did each of you take a chapter, or was it total collaboration going together?
It was mostly, like, total collaboration.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, some nights we would just get on a FaceTime and just work out on some chapters.
Right.
And then there would also be some times where you'd, like, it just, like, work, and then, like, then call later.
Okay, yeah. So, and because of the Google Slides, from what I understand, so you can write, and so you can see what they're writing, and so you're seeing in real time what's happening, what edits are made, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you have a few revisions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
The story changed along the way?
Yeah. Yes. Like, in the beginning, the first chapter was like, the entire first chapter was all on one page, and then later we revised it and then made it longer.
Developed it further, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a particular challenge in the writing that you found?
For me, I'd say the most challenging part was, like, thinking of, like, where to make the story, like seem like the same but like not the same, like keep the idea going but not make it too repetitive.
Oh, in the story itself.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll do a little bit about the story for the people who are benefit. So the book title, very key, right? Super. Yeah. Kids, which of course, I mean, it's about you. You're in it, so you're super kids anyway, right?
Yes.
And it's, what, six kids?
Yeah, six. Yes.
And their adventures?
Yeah. Yes.
So these kids, there was a storm one night, and they all have something surprising happening to them. They all get different superpowers.
Oh.
From that storm.
From that storm.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have to figure out how to live life normally with those superpowers, and also defeat any bad guys who come upon them.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's doing good against evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they also have to figure out, because there's nobody there saying, you need to do this, you need to do this. They have to figure this out.
Yes.
Aha. So you now, as writers, you're trying to say, we want to go this way, but we have to take the readers along with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it seems like, without giving too much away in the book, there should be a second one?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have an idea for more than two?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have you started writing the second one already?
Not much. We got, like, the first chapter. Not the full first chapter, but we have the idea for the first chapter.
Okay. Yeah. So you haven't done kind of an outline to scheme as to what you're going to do and develop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You'll be continuing to work on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you recommend, Chloe, other kids your age or adults to read the book? What was your goal in writing the book?
You want to say it?
So our goal in writing the book is to share stories of, like, what we want to share, and to inspire other kids to do the same. Because it only takes a computer and just writing on Google Slides, and you can make your own book.
This is true.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want to use Google Slides so that you could truly do that kind of internet collaboration, pen and paper,
yeah,
or pencil,
yeah,
and paper.
Yeah. Well, I mainly wanted to do slides because my handwriting is not the best.
Not the best.
Me too.
Yes, you know, there are some opportunities there. Yeah, leveraging the technology. There's, at least in the PDF version, there wasn't a lot of graphics. Do you intend to have additional graphics or images? Or just keep it text?
Mainly text. Yeah.
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 We're not that very good at drawing, so.
Well, that's okay. Well, that could be an opportunity for collaboration, because then you could find somebody who's kind of the artist or a graphic designer, and they could do something. But yeah. I know if you've read other books, and I'm sure you have at some point, but if you read the book until the movie comes out, you've already got the idea in your head as to what that person or character looks like. And sometimes, you know, the rendition is different from what you expect.
Yeah.
So there's an advantage to letting everybody have their own, you know, idea.
Yes.
Advice for other writers?
Don't give up. Like, sometimes it may seem like, this is a stupid idea, but, like, just, like, keep at it. I know there's at least 30 other people, maybe in your town, that'll probably like the book, but, like, it all comes down to, like, do you like the book personally?
Ah, yes.
Because if you don't like your own book, then, like, what's the point?
Somebody else might not.
Yeah.
Right. But if you like it, say, hey, consider this. This is what we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just don't give up.
Don't give up. And in amongst your day, school day, during the school time and summertime, do you have kind of a writing routine? Did you, you know, work around kind of homework or have other events or things of that sort?
I'd do it after I finished my homework or after I finished the activity today, or like an hour before my activities start.
In some time beforehand.
Yeah.
I would also do it at like night before I'd go to bed and just get all the thoughts out that I've been thinking for during the day.
Mm-hmm. As a writer as well, and I do have, as you've seen, people can't see because on the table I do have a pen and a pad. So in that odd hour, you know, I can at least pick some notes so I can come back to. Do you do something like that too? Mm. Or do you just keep them stored in your head, then build up and then put them all down when you get a chance?
For me, I just like, sometimes I put it in a doc, but like if I think of them during the school day, I'll have to just like try to remember at home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Or sometimes I would tell Chris it at school and then we would write it down when we get home.
Good idea. Because I find that when you say something, that helps. You remember it, and then now somebody else also has heard it. And since you're working together on it, then that helps. Yes. And you've got a second book that you just started. Do you have kind of an end goal for how many books you would do, or you don't want to commit that at this point? You just want to do whatever you can do?
Yeah, we just want to write until just like... like just write when like we get home, or mm-hmm. just like not make it like our main thing that we do,
right?
And we'll decide later, but we can we do other things, but we also are just writing it in our free time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. So you can be flexible, you know, maybe after two, maybe after three, you're done, you've done what you needed to on this particular story. Maybe you'll get another idea.
Yeah.
So the book is available on Amazon?
Yes.
So we'll include the link in the show notes. Chloe, they could search for it by Super Kids and your names, and hopefully they should find it, but we'll include the link as well. Is there something else we haven't talked about that you want to add to let the listeners know?
The way that we published it was this self-publishing website called Amazon KDP.
Amazon KDP.
It's okay. Really easy to use.
Okay.
And you can just set up a book, and it's pretty easy. And then there's also ways to find illustrators and other publishers to get it out more.
Okay.
The cover of the book is literally just like something we made on Google Slides.
You did the design for the cover itself.
Yeah, we did the design.
Sure, absolutely. And for the listeners, you can't see it, but it looks like, what, lightning bolts in different colors?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So they'll have that image, lightning bolts in different colors with Super Kids on the cover. All right. If we've got nothing else, then certainly thank you for coming in and taking time to tell the story. And hopefully folks will listen and then get the book and read. If they want to give some feedback to say, hey, do this with this character, or do you have a way of taking that?
Well,
not at the current moment.
We are making a website, though, on Google Sites.
Okay.
And we think it might have a form.
Sure.
Just like asking a bunch of stuff, like who is your favorite character?
Right.
And what do you think we should do next?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And the glory of the digital world that we're in on the publishing side, once that site is ready, even if it's after we publish this audio, let me know that site link, and then I can add it so that as maybe the first people won't get it, but anybody else coming to the page to listen to the audio will be able to find that site. Excellent. Thank you again for taking time to come in. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because... Franklin Matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.